Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Bitcoin is on a mission. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis, and quoting Max Keiser, the CIA and all government agencies globally around the world are powerless against Bitcoin, regardless of its origin. XRP, however, can be squashed like a bug. Also in today's show, breaking news, the SEC approves the first leveraged Bitcoin futures ETF in the United States. We'll also be discussing all the spot Bitcoin ETF applications currently awaiting approval by the SEC, as well as Mark Yusko says crypto rally is just getting started and predicts a speculative blow off top coming. I'll be breaking down his timeline, as well as on-chain analyst Willy Wu maps out how high the Bitcoin price can surge before it gets overheated. And according to Wu, Bitcoin can cross the $40,000 level in an extension of its current rally. Let's go. We'll also be discussing how the BlackRock Bitcoin ETF, if approved, can send the Bitcoin price soaring to $773,000. That's right. BlackRock, which is the largest asset manager in the world that controls $10.5 trillion in assets under management, who filed for their Bitcoin spot ETF, has a track record of 575-1 of getting approved their ETFs by the SEC. So if approved, crypto experts predict this move can trigger a Bitcoin explosion to $773,000 per coin. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. I want to welcome everyone to today's show. This is pod episode number 1322. I'm your host, JV, and today is June 24th, 2023. Another fabulous day in crypto. The market is currently correcting, as you can see here. Bitcoin down 1.7%, maintaining just above $30,400. BNB down 5%, trading at $232. And Ether down 1.5%, trading just under $1,900. And checking out coinmarketcap.com. The crypto market cap is just under 1.2 trillion with about 43 billion in volume at the past 24 hours, with the Bitcoin dominance at 50.1% and the Ether dominance at 19.1%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Waves leading the pack, up 69%, trading at $2.61, followed by Satoshi Vision, up 19%, trading at $37.58, followed by Bitcoin Cash, up almost 12%, trading just under $186. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, we have BSV up 13.7% and Kava up 8.4%, with Blockstax correcting after a parabolic surge this week, now down 11.8%, along with Pepe down 13%. And checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows were currently rated a 62 in greed, yesterday a 65, last week a 47 neutral, and last month a 51, which is neutral. So there you have it. And welcome to everyone just joining today's live stream. I appreciate each and every one of you tuning in. Make sure to say hello in the live chat, as towards the end of the show, I'll be reading everyone's comments out loud, giving everyone the ability to have your, you know, your thoughts shared during the live show. Now, let's break down today's Bitcoin technical analysis. Bitcoin hit a new yearly high just yesterday of above $31,000. I think we touched around $31,500. So let's check it out. And also, the market cap for the first time in a long time surpassed $600 billion. And also, there was $108 million worth of liquidations as the Bitcoin market dominance continues the climb. Yeah, the largest single liquidation order actually happened on the OKX exchange of $1.54 million. And Bitcoin continues to outperform Ethereum this week, which remains sequestered under $2,000. And some investors, including MicroStrategy's Michael Saylor, believes that the continued enforcement action against the rest of the crypto space by the SEC will cause Bitcoin dominance to keep rising. In fact, he made a very bold prediction of the Bitcoin dominance climbing for this cycle all the way up to 80%. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Michael Saylor. Now, Max Keiser recently tweeted that the CIA and all government agencies globally around the world are powerless against Bitcoin, regardless of its origin. And he also says that XRP can be squashed like a bug. And I think he mentioned this because some people say that the CIA mysteriously created Bitcoin. So Max is saying regardless of who created it, it's powerless against these government agencies. They can't touch it. They can't stop it. And Bitcoin will continue to do what Bitcoin does. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Max Keiser. Now for our next breaking story of the day, the United States finally approved a Bitcoin ETF, but unfortunately it's a leverage futures ETF, even though we're all waiting this spot. Bitcoin ETF. So let's break down this latest story. The U.S. SEC approved its first leveraged Bitcoin futures ETF. Hallelujah. Moreover, the volatility shares offering is now the first ETF of its kind to be available in the United States. Let's go USA. And it's set to begin trading on Tuesday, which means this coming week in a couple of days. According to a CoinDesk report, the registered futures ETF comes as a result of similar developments that have taken place in this sector, specifically the BlackRock setting in their motion and planning for a Bitcoin spot ETF. And conversely, the volatility shares futures ETF has seen approval and it's primed to go live next week. Let's rick and go. Now, the crypto sector in the U.S. has seen its fair share of concern in recent weeks. The SEC firmly embraced enforcement against two of the largest crypto exchanges in the market, which we know is Coinbase and Binance. However, they have now greenlit its arrival of a new crypto offering in the country. Specifically, the SEC approved its first leveraged Bitcoin futures ETF, according to a new report from CoinDesk. And indeed, the approval has seen volatility shares set to begin operations on the first leveraged crypto ETF in the United States. The prospectus filing confirms that the 2X Bitcoin futures ETF is set to begin operations on June 26, 2023. Two more days, baby. Moreover, the filing stated that the ETF could correlate with the CME Bitcoin Futures Daily Roll Index. The decision has arrived as Bitcoin has seen its price increase over the last few weeks, culminating in price action above the 30,000 mark, a development that was likely aided by the news of BlackRock's ETF plans. And additionally, with the approval of a futures ETF, there is still a concern as to whether the regulator will approve Bitcoin spot trading offerings. So there you have it. And speaking of Bitcoin spot ETFs, now let's break down all the current applications which need to be addressed by the SEC, and then we'll be diving into some bullish predictions, including a Bitcoin blow off top, as well as 40,000 incoming, following by a $773,000 Bitcoin price prediction if the BlackRock spot ETF finally gets approved, and then we'll dive into some live Q&A. So here we go. Yeah, United States investors have long awaited for a spot Bitcoin ETF. Long overdue. Such investment vehicles are available in a number of countries such as Canada, Brazil, and Dubai. However, the U.S. SEC has not yet approved any app in the country thus far. The first spot Bitcoin ETF app in the U.S. was filed all the way back in 2013, a decade ago. However, 10 years after the first app, investors and firms are still hoping and praying for approval. An ETF is a publicly traded investment instrument that tracks the value of the underlying underlying asset. For a Bitcoin ETF, the underlying asset is obviously Bitcoin. Investors might obtain exposure to Bitcoin through a Bitcoin ETF without holding any digital currency themselves. So although none have been approved yet, there are several high-profile Bitcoin ETF applications within the United States. Let's discuss them. First and foremost, BlackRock, the biggest asset manager in the world. They're rumored to control somewhere between 10 and 20 trillion in assets under management, submitted an app for the Bitcoin Spot ETF last week on June 15th. The app proposed BNY Mellon as the cash custodian and Coinbase as the crypto custodian and provider of the spot market data. Now, BlackRock's filing took the crypto market by storm. Many experts are expecting the SEC to approve the firm's app, and given the wealth that it manages, furthermore, the development led to renewed positive sentiment in Bitcoin, causing the asset price to pump from 25,000 when we crashed off the back of the news of the SEC attacking the top crypto exchanges to now above 30. The next up, we have WisdomTree. Asset manager WisdomTree, with offices in New York, has prior experience managing a Bitcoin ETF in 2019. It began trading the ETF on Switzerland's sixth stock exchange. However, in March of 2021, it filed for one in the United States. The company proposed listing shares of the WisdomTree Bitcoin Trust on the CBOE BZX exchange under the symbol BTCW in an S-1 document that was submitted to the SEC. Next up, we have Invesco Galaxy Bitcoin ETF. On September 22nd, 2021, Galaxy Digital and Invesco jointly filed the Invesco Galaxy Bitcoin ETF. And additionally, rather than using derivatives like futures, its ETF would be physically backed by BTC. And although Invesco Capital Management LLC is the applicant sponsor, it is yet uncertain which company will hold the custody of the Bitcoin. Next up, we have Valkyrie Investments. Asset management Valkyrie, a relatively new participant in the race, submitted its initial proposal for a Bitcoin ETF in January of 2021. The ETF would use the Bitcoin reference price set by the Chicago Mercantile Exchange and trade on the NYSE Arca. The fund's Bitcoin would be kept in cold storage by crypto custodian Zappo. It is a predictable course of events. The SEC put off making a decision on Valkyrie's apps, along with those of Kryptonian, WisdomTree, and Global X. However, the SEC ended up rejecting them around Christmas 2021. Next up, we have ARK Invest. In June of 2021, ARK Invest submitted their app for their ARK 21 Shares ETF. Moreover, the ARK 21 Shares Bitcoin ETF is a product of collaboration between ARK Invest and 21 Shares AG, a Swiss producer of ETFs. If accepted, it would trade with the ticker symbol ARKB on the CBOE's BZX exchange. And additionally, the company is also the first to disclose the costs associated with its Bitcoin ETF. And according to the filings, 21 Shares will be charged a fee of 0.95% to ultimately 1%, which will be used to pay for operating costs. So there you have it. Which Bitcoin spot ETF in the United States is likely the first get approved? I'm leaning towards BlackRock just because of the track record, 575-1. I mean, odds are pretty great. And especially, I think everything is no coincidences in this world. I think the regulatory action by the SEC 1 week prior to all these Bitcoin spot ETF applications being submitted, I mean, it's the perfect storm at the end of the day. Also note that the SEC has to respond to BlackRock's ETF application for the spot Bitcoin ETF before the halving of 2024. Considering the halving is only 9 to 10 months out, that means we're going to get a decision sooner than later, which can spark a massive bull run, if you know what I mean. So which one do you feel is likely, most likely to be approved? Let me know your thoughts in the comments right down below. And with that being shared, now let's dive into this blow-off top prediction by Mark Yusko, shall we? And welcome to everyone just joining us. Make sure to smash the subscribe button and turn on all notifications. Morgan Creek Capital founder and CIO Mark Yusko says the Bitcoin and the crypto markets have now entered bullish territory. Let's go. In a new interview with CNBC, Yusko says Bitcoin and the crypto markets are in the early stages of a fresh bull market that can last until next year when Bitcoin goes through its next halving event. Quoting him here, "I think the rally is just beginning. We just entered what's called the seasonal period of crypto summer. There's this 4-year cycle around something called the halving, which is where the block rewards for the Bitcoin blockchain change every 4 years. That causes a period of accumulation going into that. That event will occur next April. Can't wait. Then we usually get a speculative blow off after the halving event, and then an overreaction on the downside called crypto winter." Yusko is also reiterating what he believes is the top use case of Bitcoin. According to the Morgan Creek Capital exec, Bitcoin is poised to replace gold as the base layer of money. Quoting him here, Bitcoin is digital gold. It is taking the place of what gold did for 5,000 years. There's only one money in the world. That's gold. Money is an asset that exists in the absence of a liability. Gold has played that role. It sits as the base layer of currency, currency backed by debt, created by governments to facilitate commerce, sits on top of money, gold. And for 5,000 years, gold's done a good job, but gold isn't portable. It's not divisible. Bitcoin is permanent, immutable ledger, does play that role as a base layer of new money going forward, and will build the future of finance on top of that. The other things beyond that, like Ethereum or some of the other apps, a blockchain tech may have a role. I think Ethereum more as a fiat currency replacement. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Mark Yusko. And to watch this video he did on CNBC entitled BlackRock's Bitcoin ETF is a Validation of Crypto's Technology, check the show notes below the video in the description. And now for the latest from one of my favorite on-chain analysts, the one and only Willy Wu. Let's break down his prediction. He says that $40,000 is incoming. So let's go. Here's the breakdown. And welcome again. Popular on-chain analyst Willy Wu says Bitcoin may have room to run after crossing the 30,000 level. Wu tells his 1 million Twitter followers he's keeping a close watch on Bitcoin's fundamental strength indicator, which tracks 17 fundamental and technical indicators. According to Wu, Bitcoin could shoot up by more than 30% from the current value of 30,500 before the top digital asset becomes overbought. If this move completes, here is a chart to give an idea of how much room we have to move before it's fundamentally overheated. By fundamentals, I mean what's happening across the Bitcoin network, miners, cost basis of latest investors, experience hand selling, technicals, etc. And according to Wu, Bitcoin can cross that 40,000 level in an extension of its current rally. He was actually asked on Twitter and he gave an example, 30% from here would be $40,000. The analyst says Bitcoin's latest surge would likely driven by veteran traders accumulating Bitcoin when the King Crypto's price dipped down to about 25,000 last week. How many of you took advantage of that dip? Write BTFD in the live chat. Quoting him here, this move was dominated by pros accumulating against a price decline. The chart shows futures demand, usually the instrument of pros. They aren't lightening their bags yet. This can change fast. Spot demand, which is longer term, was insignificant, as pointed out in this chart. Wu also believes that veteran traders are betting big on Bitcoin as they believe that the US dollar index is on the verge of a downtrend. Quoting him again, my best picture is that the pros are trading on longer term weakness in the DXY technical charts. Bitcoin is a great vehicle to trade as a proxy due to liquidity and larger moves. Wu says that in simple terms, the Bitcoin market is experiencing a short squeeze. Quoting him again, people wanting a simpler breakdown of what this chart means, the red line represents building demand on calendar future markets quantified by basis. Ultimately, it's a short squeeze from this market. Now, a short squeeze happens when traders borrow an asset at a certain price in hopes of selling it for lower to pocket the difference, but they are forced to buy back the assets they borrowed as momentum moves against them, which eventually triggers further rallies. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the on-chain analyst that Bitcoin is likely to hit that $40,000 mark on this current rally we're experiencing right now. And now let's dive in to our breaking story of the day, which is on everyone's mind right now. What if the BlackRock Spot Bitcoin ETF got approved sooner than later? How would that impact the Bitcoin price and the collective crypto market? Let's break it down according to top crypto analysts, and then we'll dive into our live Q&A. And yeah, so let's dive right in. So according to Invest Answers, and if BlackRock puts just a 0.5% of their assets under management, considering they control roughly 10 trillion, right, into Bitcoin using a multiplier, which is 21x, that will impact the market cap by $1 trillion, which will add about $75,000 to the Bitcoin price, taking it to roughly $98,000 and an ROI from today's price of 326%. This is very, very achievable. Now, if they allocate 1%, which of course will take time to get to that level, that would add about $2.1 trillion to the market cap, $150,000 to the price. And that would make the future price of Bitcoin to $173,000, which is a 652% gain from here. And now, what if they add 5%, which is what Dan Tapiero says? I think it's way too aggressive, but maybe over time, maybe in the next 3 to 5 years, that could be possible. That would take the price of Bitcoin to $773,000 per coin in the next 3 to 5 years, pretty easily. Let me know if you agree or disagree. Now, the crypto strategist's analysis was inspired by comments from 10T Holdings CEO Dan Tapiero. According to the prominent macro investor, the deal between BlackRock and Coinbase could propel the Bitcoin price above 250,000. Quoting him here, chart that got BlackRock excited about the partnership with Coinbase. No bigger a macro opportunity for BlackRock than acting to facilitate Bitcoin adoption. A 5% shift into BlackRock assets is $500 billion, greater than the Bitcoin value today. Catalyst for path to $250,000 plus the post-halving. Bitcoin becoming clear, as outlined in this chart, shows you the adoption of technology in the United States from 1900 to present. And you can see Bitcoin is just getting started. We're in the infancy stages, if you know what I mean. And there are rumors circulating that BlackRock currently controls roughly between $10 to $20 trillion in assets under management. And these projections were based off $10 trillion. So if they put 5% and they actually control $20 trillion, then we're talking about, whoa, like $1.4 million per BTC. But let me know if you feel this is likely to happen, as naturally, if the BlackRock Spot Bitcoin ETF does not get approved, then we are not likely to see the mass institutional adoption. There's trillions upon trillions of dollars just sitting on the sidelines right now, waiting to be invested into Bitcoin. All they need is the green light from the regulators. So when will the regulators finally give the green light to Bitcoin and introduce a spot Bitcoin ETF in the United States? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments below. Do you feel it will be before the Bitcoin halving? Do you think that decision by the SEC will be yes? And where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go? As a result, let me know in the comments right down below. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.